USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden signed several executive orders Wednesday aimed at combating climate change. The orders put a pause on new gas and oil leases on federal lands, set a goal of doubling the nation's offshore wind energy output, and will move to an all-electric fleet of federal vehicles. Critics say the president is unfairly targeting fossil fuel industries and that his latest orders will cost thousands of jobs. And the Department of Homeland Security issued a bulletin Wednesday warning of possible politically motivated violence. While the memo did not cite any specific plots or threats, it did say there would be a heightened threat environment across the United States that it believes will persist for weeks. The bulletin said the department believes that politically motivated extremists could continue to mobilize to incite or commit violence. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says that an impeachment trial for former President Trump will go on, as at least one Democratic senator is looking for an alternative to impeachment. Virginia Senator Tim Kaine says a vote on the constitutionality of the trial convinced him that there are not enough votes to convict the former president of inciting the attack on the Capitol on January 6th. He tells CNN that he's instead looking at censuring Trump.
I think all of us in the chamber understood that once you voted that it's unconstitutional to try a former office holder, the evidence is unlikely to change anyone's mind. If that's the case, we're at least 12 votes short of the two-thirds needed for impeachment. So we have to sort of grapple with, if we want accountability, how do we want this to end? Do we want it to end with Trump acquitted again? Or do we want to have it end with Senate censures President Trump, finds that it was an insurrection and possibly bars him from holding office?
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time, comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
The Federal Reserve announced Wednesday that it was keeping short-term borrowing interest rates near zero and would continue its asset purchasing program to attempt to assist economic recovery from the pandemic. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell said that the recovery has been held up by the fiscal policy response from the federal government, citing the recent passage of a stimulus package. Speaking with reporters, Powell added that there's a long way to go, but it will be up to Congress to decide if and how much more money will be spent.
The fiscal response that we've seen to this downturn has been strong, and I think we can say now that it's been sustained after the passage of the most recent act in late December. And that's really a key reason why the recovery has been as strong as it's been. Fiscal policy has been absolutely essential. When we look back on the history of this period, we'll see a strong and sustained fiscal policy response. I would add that we're, as I mentioned, a long way from a full recovery. Something like 9 million people remain unemployed as a consequence of the pandemic. That's as many people as lost their jobs at the peak of the global financial crisis and the Great Recession. Many small businesses are under pressure, and there are other needs to be addressed. And the path ahead is still pretty uncertain. So all of that said, the judgment on how much to spend and in what way is really one for Congress and the administration and not for the Fed.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.